Embracing darkness in the Christian life. When we are in the darkest corners of our faith, where the world feels heavy and the night presses close, we come across something beautiful. Darkness, that mysterious presence, becomes more than just absence of light. Think about it, the Bible is full of shadowy moments that lead right to God's promises. It's a great way to see the hope we carry. It's not the kind of darkness that hides monsters, but the kind that wraps around us and whispers morning is coming. It's been God's way of setting the stage for something bigger. It was black before God spoke light into existence, and the earth was formless and void. But that initial darkness wasn't the end, it was the canvas for creation. There are times in our lives when everything seems shrouded. We stumble through seasons where answers are hidden, prayers seem unanswered, and the road ahead seems dark. It's the Christian hope that doesn't deny the dark, but sees it as the place where faith grows. The Exodus is a great example. The Israelites walked through the night, guided by pillars of cloud by day and fire by night. It tested them, but it also revealed God's presence in ways daylight couldn't. There were thick clouds on Mount Sinai when Moses met with the Lord, full of mystery and awe. God spoke in the dark, and the people got a law that would change their lives forever. Sometimes the most meaningful encounters with God happen when we can't see clearly. Our eyes adjust, our ears tune, and our hearts learn to trust what we can't see. Faith has a Gothic feel with its cathedrals of darkness and stained glass filtering dim light. We walk through valleys where the sun seems forgotten, but those valleys teach us dependence. In the Psalms, David is surrounded by enemies and despair, but he always turns to the Lord, his light and salvation. The darkness becomes the classroom for hope. By forcing us to cling to the one who conquered the grave, it strips away our illusions of self-reliance. The crucifixion is the ultimate picture in the New Testament. As Jesus hung on a cross, the sky turned black. That midday darkness was filled with sorrow, but was also filled with hope. It was only through the light of the world that we would be brought into everlasting day. When we face our crosses, our personal nights of the soul, we remember that the darkness doesn't have the final say. From the tomb, hope rises. This looks casual and real. It's opening the Bible and listening to the words speak into the gloom when worry crowds in. It's choosing to sing hymns when the heart feels cold, believing that the melody carries truth even if feelings don't. The Christian community helps too. When we come together, we share the shadows and remind each other of the dawn. There's no need for fancy words or perfect circumstances, just honest hearts turning toward the Father. It also teaches us patience. In a world where everything needs to happen instantaneously, a slow unfolding of God's plan in shadowy times builds character. Like seeds buried in the soil, hidden from sight, we wait for them to sprout. A Christian embraces both, knowing that every shadow points towards a cross and forward to glory. Hope isn't just the absence of night. It's the certainty that light will break through. The early church met in catacombs beneath the city, surrounded by darkness, but able to spread the gospel in spite of it. It's not like we're in underground tunnels anymore, but our modern struggles, grief, doubt, financial strain, or health struggles create similar veiled spaces. This is where hope matures. When life is bright and easy, we miss how close God really is. Instead of running from the dark, we lean in, asking what God might be forming in us. It could be deeper compassion, a stronger prayer life, or a clearer perspective on eternity. Gothic Christian imagery, with its crosses against stormy skies and ancient stone lit by candles, captures this tension beautifully. Beauty and solemnity coexist. Joy and sorrow are intertwined. Let's hold on to verses that light the way, without erasing the night. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? In spite of walking through the valley of death, I won't be afraid. It's these truths that anchor us. Darkness makes the hope shine brighter. It's not gloom, but a holy mystery that draws us closer to God. You can feel it when you drive late at night or pray at the kitchen table. The weight of the world presses, but underneath is God's faithfulness. If you're going through a dark time right now, don't worry. Your story is being written by the same God who separated light from dark at creation. He turns morning into dancing and night seasons into testimonies of grace. It's a lot of contrasts on the Christian journey. Light and dark, cross and crown, death and resurrection. Accepting darkness as metaphor doesn't glorify suffering. It redeems it. It shows us that hope is forged in the furnace of trial, refined before dawn. So don't fear the shadows. Let's walk through them with an open mind, an expectant heart, and a constant gaze on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. This truth sustains through ordinary days and extraordinary storms. It invites us to live with a quiet confidence that the night is not empty. It is full of promise. As believers, we carry this hope like a lantern in the fog, its glow soft yet steady. Darkness, then, is not our enemy. It is the fertile ground where hope takes root and grows toward the morning light.